at alkavision.com today.
We have a Trump, two Pauls, and a Bachman possibly running for president in 2012. Michelle Bachman, Tea Party darling, is one step closer. The exploratory committee means I want to be prez. Let's see if we can do it. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, Coast to Coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. How you doing? It's almost the weekend. No, I shouldn't say that. With all the funky hours people work and extra jobs, weekends aren't what they used to be. You know, everybody's living for the weekend. Remember that old song? That doesn't really pertain to a lot of folks anymore because weekends are different. How about everybody's working for the one day off they get during the week? Anyway, smile because it is probably your day of rest coming up anyway. I always say that you can participate because this is the water cooler buzz highway here on America Tonight. And boy, do we have a lot to jump on here right from the get-go. The Bachman story is interesting, but first let's start with Libya. The handoff is to NATO. NATO officially takes command of part of the Libyan operation for whatever that's worth. In fact, U.S. jets are still being used. Some money's being spent, but not as much in this last day. But that's one day. Call me cynical. It's just one day. So they've hit some pretty deep targets in Libya. That's the good news. The idea is to get Gaddafi out, but at the same time not saying that they're trying to overthrow Gaddafi. So for whatever that means, really they want him gone. And who steps in, that's a big question mark, too. Vice Admiral William Gortney, who's been pretty vocal about all this because he's the Pentagon guy, talked about attacking and getting busy and all that sort of stuff, and basically the handoff. Here he is.
Coalition naval and air forces have been busy, striking fixed targets, and some of Colonel Gaddafi's maneuver forces along the coastline. Our message to the regime troops is simple. Stop fighting. Stop killing your own people. Stop obeying the orders of Colonel Gaddafi. To the degree that you defy these demands, we will continue to hit you and make it more difficult for you to keep going. When and where regime forces threaten the lives of their own citizens, they will be attacked.
All right, there you go. So hitting the citizens means we're going to knock you down. But that's nothing new. This is already what the game plan was. The thing that's new, I guess, is NATO, or also the United Arab Emirates throwing in, sending warplanes, so a heavier load from a few other people, not just the United States. But trust me, I have a feeling the way this is all played out, you still may end up seeing some American military having a presence in Libya, not just in the air, but on the ground. And as somebody pointed out to me, when that F-15 went down, well, there were certainly boots on the ground then, because who's going to go and get them? Who's going to go and get the pilots? There are going to be people that go in, and that's already happened, in fact. I think the situation in Libya and the way it was handled, and the fact that so many liberal Democrats and just Democrats, good old-fashioned Democrats, are not happy by not being included or feeling like they weren't included in the decision, and Republicans, too. I think it really creates a wide opening for 2012. The confusion, the indecision, the lack of leadership, all that kind of stuff are things that are being hurled at Barack Obama for the way he's handled this. So it's just another talking point on the campaign trail. Most of what Republicans would go after, because let's face it, we have a two-party system, would be the economy and unemployment. And that still will be in the bag of tricks. But now Libya will be part of this. What's the mission? How come Congress didn't have an official say in this? This is something that will come back, I think, to haunt Obama a little bit. Ultimately, who runs against an incumbent president, in this case, who has a chance to win. Michelle Bachmann is absolutely the darling, as I called her, of the Tea Party family. No ifs, ands, or buts. She is loved by the Tea Party, like Sarah Palin, but even a little more than Sarah Palin. She knows it. So the congresswoman is looking at the possibility of making a run for president. You don't do an exploratory committee if you're not committed to trying to jump into this. So she's committed and has hinted about it before. I think she wants a shot at this. What's interesting is Rand Paul, who is a newbie and who's a Tea Party person too, is saying there's a 50-50 chance that one of the Pauls will run for president. And then I was thinking, can you imagine if you had, I was talking to someone today in Washington actually about this, can you imagine if you had a father-son team on a ticket? Do you think people would you vote for a father-son team? Can you imagine? Assuming it would be, I don't know, would it be Ron running for president and Rand as VP? That hasn't happened. Of course, there's been sons and fathers involved in politics, but on the same ticket in a race for the presidency. And then there's Donald Trump. Donald Trump is getting a little more serious about this. He's speaking out more, and not in the ha-ha funny way, in the little bit more serious vein. He's showing up and taking big punches at the president. And he says he has the money to do it. Last week, here's a little slice of Donald Trump.
That's a Holocaust. If we could surgically strike and stop that from happening, I'd be for it, but not to get into a war. Over the years, a lot of people have asked me whether or not I was going to run. They wanted me to run. But I have never been so serious as I am now.
So he's serious. That's what he was saying last week. That's what he's saying this week. He did an interview with Newsmax and said that he doesn't understand why the president, this is for you, Dan, in Texas, won't offer up his birth certificate once and for all. Why doesn't he produce the document and end the controversy is what the Donald is saying. Saying it's a very simple situation. And he says, I'd like to see his birth certificate. Because I'm hearing all sorts of stories that his own family can't agree which hospital he was born in. And lots of other things. So I'm trying to find out where is the birth certificate. And Trump went on to tell Newsmax, I have a birth certificate. Where is the birth certificate? Not that I'm trying to open up this conversation, because I think this is a lane to nowhere. If you don't like Obama and you think he's been ineffective, inconsistent, all that sort of thing, which I do, it's simply a question of you get someone bigger, badder, and stronger to run in 2012 that has a chance to beat him. Because beating the drum down that path, I think, is a lost cause. It doesn't hurt Trump to throw it out there. But you really want somebody stronger. You want somebody that can have a clear lane and make it a real race in 2012. It's pretty tough to knock off an incumbent president if his approval ratings are high. And how many people will go out and vote for Barack Obama again? 800-259-5791. We'll talk to you on the flip side.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resource, March 24th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at 1440.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1477.06, 738.53 for a half ounce, or 369.27 for a quarter ounce. That's 1477.06, 738.53, and 369.27.
The Constitution and the Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore, trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support of the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I've teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter ounce pure gold coin. For only $390 plus shipping, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Can you feel it? See it? Even today, if you can't, then it doesn't matter anyway. You will never understand it, cause it happens to fast. And it feels so good, it's like walking the glass. It's so cool, so hip, it's all right.
So there's been a shift in Libya, we think, after the up and down of the seesaw. You know, when you get on, you know, when you're a kid, I'm serious, when you're a kid and you're on the playground and you get on that apparatus and some idiot's on the other side of it with you and you're just a kid and they keep trying to slam it down on the ground until you get off the thing and you are so sore. Really, you're so sore. We're sore. We're sore from the seesaw of this president on the Libyan issue. He needed to come out strong on this either way, whatever was going to happen, okay? I got to help these people. It's a humanitarian thing. I don't care that I got a lot of people in my ear telling me, oh, the money, the blowback on this. I'm the man. The buck stops with me. I think we got to be invested in this one, so we're going in. Or we're not doing anything. Because we can't afford to be involved in everybody's civil war. And we're cherry picking here. There are other horrific situations of oppression in the world where we haven't gotten involved. Our people have sent money and have tried to rally around folks in terrible places like the Sudan, the stuff that has happened there. You know, there's a lot of hornet's nests that we could point to. Even in the past, during the Clinton administration, remember Rwanda? What happened there? So, but this is a different time. This is Obama and his presidency. So I think there's been an opening for the Republicans to pound this. They're going to jump on this. This is one that you write down in the playbook to remember. Because that's what campaigning is all about. You definitely, they can say all they want about, we're going to keep it clean and none of the attacks of the past and the negative campaign ads, that's baloney. The people around the current president, trust me, no offense to my friends or family in Chicago, but whatever it takes, baby, that's the motto in Chicago. Except for when it comes to the Cubs. But when it comes to politics, whatever. That's what happens, whatever. And that's why you have Robert Gibbs and David Axelrod, who are no longer working in the White House. Even Rahm Emanuel. He boots to go and figure out a way to become mayor of Chicago for a reason. There's positioning here. In the case of Axelrod and Gibbs, it's to get him reelected again. So now you got the Republican side of things. As I said, you got a Trump, you got maybe a couple of Pauls, you got Bachman, Newt Gingrich wants it. Haley Barbour, I think, really wants it. He got some negative news that came out about him today in a private jet, but he can shake that off and already is. He, I believe, wants to run too. It's going to be pretty crowded in the beginning, all of a sudden, for the Republicans. But who shakes out, and is there anyone really strong enough to take a run at Obama? The Libyan situation with the shift and the humanitarian obligations, that's what the UN is saying, and that's why the UN came out with their resolution and started this whole thing. The UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon had this to say.
More than 335,658 people have left to fled Libya since the beginning of the crisis. Some 9,000 remain stranded along Libya's borders with Tunisia and Egypt. I would like to remind all parties currently engaged in hostilities in Libya of their obligations under international humanitarian law to allow and facilitate the safe, rapid, and unimpeded access.
Unimpeded access, it's been a little bit impeded on the other side. Dan in Texas, you have the floor. Hello.
Madam President,
mm-hmm.
You're a well-read woman. Have you ever heard of Casey, Edgar Casey?
Have I ever heard of who, Casey?
Edgar Casey, yes.
No.
Okay. He made a prediction one time that Japan would disappear in the 21st century. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. It might happen, it might not. But
I like the setup, though. You're a well-read woman. Oh,
well,
you've never
you
heard of him?
Well, you are.
I am. That's probably the problem. I read too much. But, okay, so you wanted to talk about the prediction. You think that this is a prediction. It's like, you know, they did a poll.
Well, they just had a 6.8 earthquake in Myanmar. That's all part of the same region on that ring
right.
of fire. And I think they just had a 5-point-something earthquake a couple of days ago in Japan. And I honestly think that they're not out of the woods. I think lightning will strike again.
Ugh.
But that's not what I called you about. Did you know our beloved President Chauncey Gardner Obama has once again pulled a double whammy? He gave Libya $1.1 billion to improve their military. Now we're kicking the crap out of them, and we've lost the $1.1 billion that we gave them under Obama.
Mm-hmm.
And also, we've lost $1 billion in the cost for air tankers, planes, ships, and $1 million a pop of those
Tomahawks.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've lost all of that. That's all gone. It's all part of the same thing. This guy wants to break America. We're still going to be responsible for the tankers that's going to be needing to refuel the planes. We're going to be the sole bearer of the debt, regardless of the 28 members from NATO. We are NATO. This is a dog and pony show, and we're getting the shaft once again. And these gutless wonders that don't step in and stop him by saying, hey, we're not going to fund any more of your exercises outside the country, and we're going to bring you down and have a real serious talk about negotiating away the $1 trillion deficit that we want to cut.
Mm-mm. I agree with you on breaking the bank. Thanks, Dan. Absolutely. And this is going to be discussed next week on the Senate Armed Forces Committee. They're going to talk about it for sure, because Libya will be the number one thing that comes up. But In looking at this situation, we were misled. We were danced around with. We were played with. You know, hands down. Look, we keep saying it. This president is in, I think he's incapable of just making that, just make that solid decision, whatever it is. Who cares? Who cares what the blowback is? But he's trying to get reelected again, so it's this inconsistency. That's the thing. The policy is so inconsistent and was from the start. But this isn't unusual. We've seen this before with other things, like Guantanamo. Whoops, oh, I guess Congress is going to have to approve this, and they're going to have to come up with the money, so we're not going to have the money to do it. And guess what? Now we have military tribunals again at Guantanamo, but they were shut off for, you know, almost 2 years because that wasn't the right thing to do, and we had to move everybody, all the detainees, and the world was criticizing us and calling us barbaric and torturers for what came out about waterboarding and, you know, of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and two other guys. So the flip-flopping, I don't like the word flip-flopping, though. The inconsistency is the thing that is the common thread. We keep seeing this. We keep seeing inconsistencies, and that's what's happened in Libya. Now NATO has it, and as Dan said, what is NATO? America is part of NATO. Absolutely. And that was my point. We are still involved in this. Okay, don't call us the lead, but we're still there. So we drop 5 less missiles than we would have before. Is there going to be a ceasefire? Is there going to be some kind of a political solution? Gaddafi is ignoring the UN demands to declare a ceasefire. And what is the Security Council going to do? If he doesn't stop the violence, what they say, that they're going to have to figure out a way to dispense with the violence in Libya. Well, how do they do that? How do they assure that that's not happening? You be the judge. Something that Dan said that was interesting in talking about the Ring of Fire and another earthquake, and he was saying Myanmar. So the earthquake disasters. Remember in New Zealand, there was also the earthquake. Church of Christ, that area just demolished. How about this? I read this in the USA Today. 6 in 10 evangelicals believe that God can use natural disasters to send messages. Twice the number of Catholics, which were 31%, thought that. Mainline Protestants, as they're being called, 34% of them. But evangelicals, 53%, see more of a chance of that happening as retribution. Wow. Stay with us.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin.
Iron thrones have their tomb. Slakes the building scene with the
Just one of 11 great songs from their album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y Diet.com, or call toll-free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed. From AffinityDiet.com. Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, 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 when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow.
Hey, don't forget, coming up in our next hour, you have a chance to nail the score. Yes, indeed, because there's still some hoop left. Did you fill out one of those brackets? I'm out. I'm done. I had Duke, and Duke was knocked out by Arizona. Whew. And they really knocked him out. 93-77, a come-from-behind upset. So they move on to the Elite Eight. There's some good games left for Friday, though. We'll pick two games, and you have a crack at it. It's fun. Nail the score. So keep the number handy. And if you want to sound off on the Libyan situation or who you think really should just declare, do an exploratory, and go for it for 2012... If you could pick anyone out of the weeds right now, or maybe somebody that's a little more in the spotlight, who would you pick? 800-259-5791. We know the players. We know the people who won it. Bachman, Newt Gingrich does. Sarah Palin's an if. I say she's an if because she's making a lot of money. People are paying attention to what she's saying. The people who really, really like her. She's like Hillary Clinton in... Yes, their politics are different, but they're polarizing. People either really love Palin or they really can't stand her and think she's a dingbat. With Hillary Clinton, it's the same thing. People either really, really like her or they really can't stand her. There's no gray area with either of these two women. It'd be interesting to have both of them in a conversation just to hear what they would say to each other. I don't know. Very, very... opposite, completely opposite, but the conversation could be intriguing. So Bachman, if she does decide to do this, who would even be her running mate? But as a Tea Party favorite, does she get pushed over the top? How strong is the Tea Party? How strong is the evangelical base of the Republican Party? And what about the true, true conservatives? And what direction do they go? That's the confusing part. Where is the economy as we get closer to the election? All that stuff will play into it. But who would really be that candidate? I still say the governor of New Jersey would be decent, but I don't think he's going to go for it. I don't think he'll come out until the next time around, maybe. I don't see that. I'm sure that people are talking to him, but this isn't his time. I think he'll probably stay back. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hi, Don. How are you?
Hello, Kate. I'm hanging in there. It was a rough night for basketball. You probably saw our Cougars got knocked out, you know. But the general show is over for college basketball. It's kind of too bad. But you know, if you'd have told me this morning that BYU was going to shoot 33% and it would come down to a missed free throw that ended up costing them, you know, I'd have said you're crazy. Before Florida's pretty good, you know, so... Billy Donovan's a great coach, and, you know, the Butler Bulldogs, they pulled off a big one. So that Butler team, they keep coming every year, you know. It seems like they're there, and such a small school, and who knows, you know. And then, like you just said a minute ago, boy, the Dukies got smoked.
Yeah, no kidding. It's crazy. So what we saw happen, UConn beats SDSU, which SDSU had a good run. You talked about BYU. Florida is a strong team. And Florida and BYU, you had a 2 and a 3 seed. The Duke thing was a huge upset. A lot of people thinking Duke would go all the way, which I thought so. And Butler, there's that team. They knock off Wisconsin. And so let's see what happens on the other side of the bracket, some of those other games. Yeah.
Well, you know, I didn't really think much of Arizona, but, you know, BYU last year went down there, Cameron hung 49 on them and blew them out. And then this year they went down there again and blew them out and hung 42 on them. But, you know, that was at the beginning of the season, and teams get better as the season goes along. So it's really starting to get to be a little complicated to figuring out who might be in the final, you know. So,
yeah, I agree.
That's what makes March Madness so great, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, though... Of course, we got to talk on our wonderful president. And, you know, Kate, I'll be honest with you. I think racism plays. I don't think the guy's beatable. You know, he's going to pull the minority vote. All he needs is 30, 40% of the white vote. He's going to win again. You know, and these, you know, minorities and these wonderful liberals, they, you know, I've been thinking about something. I want your thought on this, Kate. This is interesting, is that, you know, last year Bush was in, he spent about a little over $500 billion more than the government took in. And the next year, that first year of Obama, he spent $1.4 billion more. Now, that's $900 billion, Kate.
Right.
Where in the world, you know, any more than what Bush spent, okay? And it's not like all of a sudden half the country retired and it's all entitlement. Where in the world did he come up all of a sudden spending that much more money than what Bush was spending, you know? So there is somewhere in there, wherever this picture is, and we've both talked about, we don't think anybody knows exactly where all the money's going. You know, there's a chunk load of, you know, close to $1 trillion that, you know, he is spending more than what Bush did, and I'd like to know where it's going, you know? And
stimulus, TARP funds, yeah.
You know, you look at what's going on in Libya right now, and, you know, he's gotten to this thing where I think he's trying to be a switch hitter or something like that, Kate. You know, he's trying to play both parties. You know,
sure.
At one point, you know, liberals will sit back and take forever to make up a decision. Of course, you know, they can't come up with an original idea, but, you know, we know that. But anyway, you know, he'll sit back and you know, And you remember at the beginning of this thing in Libya, those rebels were on the outskirts of Tripoli. They were ready to finish off Gaddafi. And I'm thinking, boy, if you guys are going to do it, this is the time to do it. You know, do it now. Get rid of him. And no, instead, you know, his army fought back. Everybody sat back. Well, we got to get permission from the UN. And, you know, and they just took their time, wishy-washy, just like they did with Hitler. You know, and they didn't do anything until finally, you know, these freedom fighters are down to their last gasp. Their main stronghold, Benghazi, is surrounded, you know. And then, oh, okay, now they're going to jump in. You know, and now it's like, who's going to win now? You know,
yeah.
I mean, do they even got enough people to fight back to Gaddafi? And then the point about it is, Kate, you remember we took out Iraq in, what, 3 days? Something like
right.
that? 4 days?
Right,
about
right.
The military? You're going to try to tell me that the country with 6 million people has got a stronger military than Iraq did? I mean, this thing should have been over by now.
Yeah.
You know, it's just this wishy-washy, and it's kind of like he's trying to do is you know, the Democrats, but at the same time, oh I'm going to go attack, which, of course, you know, everybody thinks Republicans are warmongers, which isn't true, but, you know, it's just crazy. He's playing, it's like he's trying to play both sides, you know, and please both parties. And I give it to him. I mean, I think he was right for what he did and going in and helping these people. You can't sit back and, you know, but you look at the other stories going on. You can't sit back and watch people just bomb, you know, tanks blasting cities, you know, and killing civilians. And,
yeah.
And so, like, you know, and that's it. But then you look over the Ivory Coast right now. People are being butchered over there.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There's other situations where in other countries that's happening. The heads are being cut off. Horrific things are happening. And there's chaos in other parts of the world. But this is where we choose to go in Libya. And, you know, because, as Dan in Texas said, it's interesting how things turn. Just like the money we gave to Egypt and to the government for all those years. Here, Mubarak, here we are with Gaddafi giving them money and money that he uses to prop up his military, and now we're blowing up the very things that we gave him money for.
Well, and, you know, and then the other aspect is you know, a lot of third world countries, Kate, where are they third world? Because they just don't have anything to offer on the table.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And most of these Arab countries, if it wasn't for oil, they'd be no different than sub-Saharan and African countries and Southeast Asian countries that are pretty poor, you know. And
right.
So you've got, you know, we saw what happened in Iran when a bunch of wackos at Ahmad the Jihad and then took over. And, you know, they got a hold of that oil, and they're using it to fund terrorism around the world. And that's one of the reasons why they went in to get Saddam out, like, because he was funding terrorism in Israel. You know, it's just, we can't let them use this oil money to promote terrorism around the world. They don't have any other way of getting any money. And so now you got another country that has lots of oil reserves, Libya. And, you know, we've bombed him before because he's promoted terrorism. And then it was a chance like, hey, you know, we get rid of this guy and maybe they get a democracy or maybe they get a form of government that's not going to be promoting terrorism. You know, so there's, unfortunately, Libya has something that catches the eye of the rest of the world, and that's that little black stuff that comes out of the ground.
Yeah, you're right.
One last thing, okay, I don't think I've ever told you this, but we've been talking, what, 6-7 years since you've been on the air?
We've been talking 4.5 years, five tops.
Four or five, it's been way back there. So I just want to tell you thanks. I just enjoyed love talking to you about politics, and you're such a swell person, and you run such a great show, and you put so much into it, and, you know, I hope this show can stay on the road for a lot more time. So.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you so much for saying that, Don. I appreciate that. That means a lot.
Right.
Thanks.
Have a great weekend.
You too. We have talked for a very long time. It's been 4.5 years. It's been 4.5 years. How about that? Woohoo! Time flies, doesn't it? It's almost time for the weekend. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk about Mark Kelly. You know how I'm such a NASA nut, and we've got another shuttle coming soon, another shuttle launch, the Endeavor. Some good news on Congresswoman Giffords, and it has to do with her husband, Mark Kelly, too. Stay with us. We're going to fill in the blanks there and a few other things as well with odds and ends.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people.
My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is the sound. One more time. One more time. One more time. Fantasy. And a drag. Papa's got a brand new bag.
So thanks for hanging out with us here in America tonight. Kate Delaney in the clubhouse. Gotta love this live talk, I'm telling you. So much happens while we're on the air, especially with the world the way it is. And we have a lot of listeners. Jack from Down Under, and we've got, which Down Under, by the way, means Australia. Somebody said to me the other day, if you say Down Under, what does that mean? It means Australia. I just assumed people knew what that meant. So sorry if you didn't understand that. Also, Grace and Jake, listening to us in Venezuela somehow, I think through the power of the internet, and we have a lot of people listening to us in Canada as well, and China and the gang in Sweden, and a slew of other people. It's nice to actually go beyond the borders as well. Maybe some of you in other places appreciate NASA the way that I do. I do. I'm like the space geek. And it could be also because I now have somebody that gets it with me. Somebody who likes it and thinks it's neat. My 9-year-old nephew has, been down, seen a launch. He lives in Florida, loves it. So he'll convince the family we have to go surfing and then we can go down the rest of the space coast and check out a launch. Well, a big launch is coming up, and it's the Endeavor. And the commander of the Endeavor, Mark Kelly, so much was made as to whether or not Kelly would be able to make the space shuttle mission for the Endeavor. It's scheduled for April 19th because of his wife being shot by Jared Lee Loughner, allegedly. Remember that whole thing out at the campaign stop, you know, point blank in her head, and she's recovering so nicely that Giffords wants to be there for the launch, and she just might be able to attend. I'm sure nobody could be more thrilled about that than Mark Kelly himself, and he gave a little update as to how good she was doing.
She's starting to walk, talk more every day, and she's starting to process some of the tragedy that we all went through in January. Despite that, she remains in a very good mood. She spends most of her day in therapy, enjoys brief visits from friends and colleagues. She was really happy to see my brother last week after he returned from space.
Yeah, what a family. Congresswoman and two astronauts. And that last shuttle mission was interesting and sad at the same time. Discovery, no more. Go and see it in the museum. I like the space shuttle deal. And this is it for Endeavor as well. So Kelly leading the charge on this one. And she'll probably, boy, and what a story that is, too, that she'll be there. One of our great new affiliates, 1300 AM WMEL, they call themselves the Talk to Me Station. You've got to love that line. That's a great talk line. But I was noticing on their website, how cool is it, because it's Space Coast, that they have all the astronauts' pictures up, and they list the launch and whatnot and talk about the complete coverage naturally. But this is so cool. I was thinking, oh, if you live there. They have on their site, after the launch, you can call in and share your experience. And that's what happens. People that live in Florida, like I have an aunt who lives in Winter Haven, she'll say, oh, I saw the, you know, I could see the trail. And I think they're joking that you can see the trail. And depending on where the flight path is, that's true. Different parts of not just, you know, there on the Space Coast, but not too far removed, people report things. You've even had people talk about being in an airplane and seeing parts of it, seeing something happen where they know that was the launch. And I just think that is so cool. So cool. You have a lot to say, and I always invite you to sound off by shooting me your thoughts through AmericaTonight.net. All roads lead there anyway, whether you want to do a Twitter thing or Facebook or see the show live, you can always go to the website and send us an email, certainly that way too. Each and every day, I'm not kidding you, the email is jammed. Like it's cool in a sense. I feel like I'm one of those people with the ladder where you have to keep cleaning out the gutter. But this has good stuff in the gutter. So every day I have to clean it out or I get the red alert. Red alert, too much email. Better clean it out again. Without further ado, let's check the mail.
The mail! The mail is here!
Ooh! Thank you very much. This one's from Chuck in Vermont. Yo, Kate, what did you think of Janet Napolitano and her comments over U.S. border towns with Mexico being safe? I almost fell over when I heard that on the evening news. What do you think? Well, I think she's wrong. I think I wouldn't feel very comfortable at all. And she was in El Paso when she said it. I'm very familiar with El Paso. I used to work as an anchor woman and reporter on a station there, KTSM, which was right near the Zaragoza Bridge separating Juarez and El Paso. And I used to, my Spanish was a CSC at the time it was, but at the time now it's a CSC. At the time it was pretty good. So I covered some of their elections and go over and I would go over almost every other day and do a story. Now you couldn't pay me to go over the Bridge of the Americas border crossing. Are you kidding me? So Napolitano says they're going to have 250 more border agents and they expect that maybe they're going to deploy 250 more, and they might even be able to get 300 or more in the next budget if it's approved. Good luck. Is there going to be a budget? So she's saying we're investing millions of dollars in the side of commerce and trade. We're trying to help infrastructure rather, and technology. And she said, you know, there's a need to correct some wrong impressions about the border area, that the border towns are actually safe for travel, trade, and commerce. Are you kidding? Yes, if you have a Kevlar vest, you're locked and loaded, which you're not supposed to be if you're an American, and you have a few of your really big, beefy buddies with you. I disagree. I still have friends that live in El Paso, and they say no way, no how on a Saturday night. Are you going to some bullfight over the bridge in Juarez? You're not going there to go shopping like you used to do. Let's go get some cheap booze and some lunch and hang out and go buy some presents in Juarez. No way. What is she thinking? Trying to pump up travel. They just had that slaughter in Acapulco. Look, you get in the way of the drug cartel, you could go down. It might be accidental, might not be. Maybe you get kidnapped because there have been cases of that. I don't think so. If you're going to Mexico in general, you have to be careful. Even this, it's weird that she says this because here she is the Homeland Security person, right? The U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security. She's saying that. Does one hand not know what the other hand's doing? If you go to the State Department's website, they have warnings about places in Mexico, and especially some of those border towns. Remember the guy that got slaughtered that was on the jet ski, and they're debating as to, oh, they thought he was a member of this drug gang. Yeah, whatever. All right, here's another one. This one's from Jake in Austin. Jake says, Kate, 2012, 2012, 2012. Isn't it too early to declare? Wouldn't it be better to sit back and wait? Ultimately, the Republican candidate's probably somebody that comes late to the party. I'm not sure. We're in 2011. We're talking about a 2012 election. There is a long way to go, but then you start doing the Iowa thing, and then eventually New Hampshire comes up. And before you know it, you have to have the money to run. You have to do the whole fundraising thing, and especially now. So maybe not. Certainly, to at least express the desire. That's why Rand Paul isn't ruling it out and saying there's a 50-50 chance that he or one of the Pauls could run. It's good to throw the bait out and see what comes back. If enough people jump on it and there's enough interest, then maybe you do, because the official thing is really the exploratory committee. Once you do that, you're saying, okay, now I know I can raise this money. I know I've got people in my corner, so maybe it's worth it. I don't know. Who do you think should run in 2012? You can always send me that at americatonight.net.